With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Clifford Irving scandal was delicious news in 1972. Here's how it went. Irving conned McGraw-Hill into giving him $750,000 for a book called The Autobiography of Howard Hughes, using forged letters allegedly written by the millionaire recluse. Irving's fourth wife, Edith, put the money into a Swiss bank account. Later, it turned out that Irving had been having romantic tryst with the beautiful blonde Baroness Nina Van Pallant. At times, he was supposed to be holding secret interviews with Hughes. By phone, Hughes denounced the Irving autobiography as a hoax. Irving and his wife went to jail. In 1974, after nearly 17 months in prison, Irving moved to Long Island to rebuild his life.
Then I moved to Mexico, went back to Europe for a while. I'm a traveler. I can't live for more than 2 or 3 years in one place without getting very restless.
Again divorced, Clifford Irving is back in Mexico, living in a small town 400 miles north of Mexico City.
It's very quiet for me. I rarely go out. I get up in the morning, work most of the day, have a big garden. And every 2 or 3 months when I feel I'm going to go crazy, I come to New York to talk to people.
The consistent theme since his release from prison is that Irving has never stopped writing.
I found quite a lot of resistance from some publishers. Many, many editors or publishers did not want to publish me. They felt I had besmirched the establishment.
Clifford Irving's most recent novels are Tom Mix and Pancho Villa, now out in paperback, and The Angel of Zen, which is about a Berlin police officer who investigates a series of murders in a Nazi concentration camp. Is Clifford Irving now on the straight and narrow?
Oh, yes. Well, not too straight. I mean, I don't want to... It's not boring, but it's on the level.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Clifford Irving paid the price for his misdeed, nearly 17 months in prison for writing and selling the literary hoax of the century, The Autobiography of Howard Hughes. But in his new book, almost proudly, Irving lists the unpublished autobiography on the page titled, Also by Clifford Irving.
Allow me if I may to correct you. It isn't pride, it's acceptance of reality that makes me put it there. I don't want people to think I'm avoiding the past. And I certainly don't want them to think I'm coveting the past, because it's dead, it's gone.
Why wasn't the fake autobiography ever published as, at least, a literary curiosity?
I think it's curiously out of date, and was out of date the moment it was revealed to be a hoax.
Irving says he did have some feelers about printing the Hughes autobiography from some opportunistic publishers.
I thought, enough of this. I'm trying to live this down. I'm not trying to make more profit out of it and more notoriety out of it.
The full story of the Howard Hughes scam is found in Clifford Irving's book, The Hoax. Irving was divorced by his fourth wife and co-conspirator Edith and lives with two of his three sons in the little Mexican town of San Miguel Allende. He's produced a couple of spy novels and some serious books, among them Tom Mix and Pancho Villa and The Angel of Zen. Publishers Weekly describes The Angel of Zen as masterfully done, understated, intelligent, and powerfully moving. It's a mystery centered around the Holocaust. But when you talk with Clifford Irving, the subject always seems to go back to the Howard Hughes hoax. Is he tired of questions about it?
Yes, I certainly am. But you can't blame me. If you had done something 10 or 12 years ago that you weren't particularly proud of, and everyone kept asking you over and over again for details, you'd say, for God's sakes, leave me alone.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Clifford Irving wants to put the Howard Hughes hoax behind him. Dubbed the Con Man of the Year by Time magazine, Irving was jailed for peddling a phony autobiography of the millionaire recluse. Later, his fourth wife, Edith, divorced him, and he filed for bankruptcy. Despite it all, Clifford Irving is still handsome, charming, and buoyant, and has written a thriller which shows his preoccupation with the Holocaust called The Angel of Zen. Irving wrote it because he had an unclear picture about the role of the Germans in the tragedy.
It has troubled me, not only as to how a relatively civilized people like the Germans could do what they did, but how it was possible for any human being to live with the awareness of what was going on, to abdicate humanity.
The Angel of Zen centers around a series of murders at a Nazi prison camp in Poland during World War II.
Zen is the death camp, an amalgamation of several camps, a shortening of a long Polish name. And the murderer, the man who leaves the notes, which starts the homicide investigation at the camp, is dubbed by the camp commandant the Angel of Death.
Irving's hero is an SS officer assigned to investigate the murders.
I conceived of the officer, Paul Bach, as a fundamentally decent man. He's a homicide inspector for the Berlin Criminal Police, taken into the SS in 1936, overnight, not by choice. At the same time, he's a man who does turn his back on the horror of its times.
After visiting the now empty concentration camps, after talking with Germans and survivors,
I began to realize what I had probably suspected from the beginning, that we are all capable of abdication.
Clifford Irving, he wrote The Angel of Zen with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.